Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Join me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to hang out with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our new friend, Farai Shadea. She won't be a new friend for long. We're going to get her back. She's got more to teach us. She's a contributor to 538.com, which is a website that features the wisdom of a lot of different folks. She's a distinguished writer in residence at New York University. Her sixth book is called The Episodic Career. That's what we're talking about right now, folks, how the workplace, how employment, how work has changed and is changing even as we speak in front of our very eyes, Farai, in the 21st century, and it's taking our breath away and it's causing a lot of disruption, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, right now, there's two factors. There's technology, which we've talked a bit about, and then there's globalization. And between the two of them, and the aftermath of the Great Recession, families and individuals are saying, what is a career anymore? You know, right. How long can I stay in one place?
There's a lot of disillusionment across the generations, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, because if you look at millennials, I mean, a lot of people say millennials are spoiled, et cetera. I think there's definitely some entitlement, but I also teach millennials, and I see them really struggling with the idea of what this job market means to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they didn't come of age at a time where they expect any security, and imagine mm-hmm. how frightening that is.
Right.
Meanwhile, people who are supposed to be retirement ready, who are ages 50 to 64, I'm just writing a piece this week on how not retirement ready America is.
They're not, and they're not retirement ready from financial and in a lot of ways they're not employable to get ready for retirement.
Yeah, and unfortunately there is a much higher burden on people 50 and above to get reemployed very quickly.
That's
if
right.
you lose a job, because the market does not look favorably on you if you've had
I want to disabuse people of one thing. It's not that people are discriminated against you because of your age. It's because they think you probably don't know the skills that they need. All you have to do would be to demonstrate you have those skills. Go get those skills. You talked about that earlier in the last segment about retooling, but I want you to get into your matrix that's
yeah,
in your
absolutely.
Book, chapter 4. I want you. Can you give them a quick tour of that? Maybe that'll help people think about how the book could help them.
Yeah, so this is really the centerpiece of my book, is something called the Work-Life Matrix, where I ask four questions, and based on how you answer those four questions, you end up in one of 16 archetypes. So one question is how much risk you're willing to take in your career. Another is, do you want to make decisions alone or in a team?
Mm-hmm.
Another is, do you want to do high social impact work, or do you work mainly for money? And the last one is, do you want to be an executor who, you know, finishes things and makes the project complete, or do you want to be an innovator who's always dreaming up new ideas? And so this is really about knowing yourself, because if you don't know how you act in the workplace, then you're not going to be looking for the right kinds of jobs for you and also the right kinds of teams. It's important, you know, to really know your place on a team and you know, it will help you also understand the people you work with better, because
mm-hmm.
that thing that you might find frustrating about the person who you're working with, if you understand that maybe they're an innovator and they love starting projects but they really hate finishing them,
mm-hmm.
you can just work with them and say, look, I know this is the way that you like to work, but we've got to get stuff done, so how can we work together to make sure that we're all on the same page?
Because yeah. Are you saying that if they go through the matrix and sort of find themselves,
mm-hmm.
it'll help them understand what kind of a job to apply for, and how to respond to an interviewer when they're looking for that job?
It helps you understand what kind of a job to apply for, but it also, I mean, I would argue, helps you understand what kinds of jobs not to apply for.
What, right, like
if
exactly.
If you've been miserable for years and you finally figure out that you're someone who really is, for example,
you shouldn't be in sales.
yeah, exactly. Like, so, for example, with the high social impact question, so high social impact work is really people who are out to make the world better in some way or the other through what they do. But one of the things I found out because I did so much statistical research was that people who do high social impact work, are actually less happy than people who work for money.
Very interesting.
And it took me a while to figure that out, but it makes sense because if you have a dollar amount that you say, this is what I must make per year, you can meet that. But if you have...
Saving the world is a little bit bigger task,
yes,
isn't it?
Save the world, make sure every child has an excellent education, et cetera.
And nobody's ever hungry, yeah.
Right, exactly. You're kind of digging through quicksand. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Like, what I argue with this work-life matrix is you have to know yourself, but also you can have more compassion for the decisions you make, and you can keep yourself out of scrapes. So you might recognize that you're one of those innovators who never really likes finishing things. And because of that, maybe you build a week into your schedule for a really long project, not quick projects, but you build a week into your schedule for a six-month project, which is the week that I have to finish.
I'm sorry, I have to stop you because we've run out of time, but I need I need your website.
Oh, yeah, farai.com, F-A-R-A-I.com.
Will you come back and talk about this some more with us?
I would love to. Thank you so much.
We've enjoyed having you, and you did a good job. We'll get you back soon. For Aisha Daya, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called The Episodic Career. I think you'll like it. You may know someone who will like it. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.